96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, ESC Distributors Limited, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Fun Foods Wholesale, John's Department Store, Jerker's Wild, Kelly's Home Center, KFC, the National Insurance Board, the National Youth Guard, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Printmasters, and Tropical Gyros.
These rows of flames are catching a fire. Ah. Sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire. Praises. I've been on my own, on, on. But we ain't never left alone, long, long. And if I'm telling you the feeling is wrong, relax a little, friend, this won't take too long. And when you're feeling alone, you can call my phone. Is there a better way to go? Teach them something.
You got it locked and loaded to the Friday, May 10th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty along with Mary Jane in your company right up until 6 p.m. on this free-for-all Friday edition. You know, I open up the phone lines. Whatever we want, you want to talk about, we'll talk about. Of course, we'll check out some of the big stories of the past week as well. A little recap. But, yeah, it is the Friday edition. MJ, what's good? We got it chimed in
yet?
Hey,
what's happening? Yes, I'm here.
Well, you know,
happy Friday. Happy Friday to you, too.
Thank you. And, you know, it is a happy Friday for me as well, too. Today is the 10th. I always brag that I have two important anniversaries in May, the 10th and the 25th. We'll address the 25th on the 25th. But today is the 10th. And it really dawned on me today. Like, wow, 27 years of Jokers. Where did the time go?
You sound a little bit emotional there. Are you okay? And I'm not making fun of you. I know it's it's quite the accomplishment to have been at Jokers for
Why I'm a little
27 years, correct?
Yeah.
27 years.
Why I'm a little melancholy, MJ. Saw the James Gregory pass away today. And he's a legend.
Goodness.
So that kind of hit home on the anniversary. Thought about the late great Richard Bethel, the Midnight Mayor, uncle, you know? But we did it.
Right.
I couldn't do it without you. I can't tell you a word of lie that the sacrifices of you made to allow me to do what I do is greatly appreciated. Because for 27 years, you know, there's been the only person in this region to perform locally and internationally, making a living doing stand-up comedy. When you peel it back and you look at it, I could blow my own horn right now. In the world of comedy here, whether you like me or you don't like me, if there's a Mount Rushmore, my face is etched on that Mount Rushmore. I think I've earned that. I think, you know, we've covered all the boxes. All the Jordan boxes, all the Kobe boxes, and all your Brunsexuals. I even got the longevity like LeBron covered too. Thank God. So, yeah, I think I could go and say I'm one of the GOATs of this at this stage. Yeah, I could walk walk and talk my dog.
It's quite the accomplishment. And when you think of all of the audiences over the years and you do the math on it, I mean, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of... performed in front of, and you know, you've done such a good job over these last 27 years. I've been a part of it for the last 22 or so.
Yep, 23.
Yeah, I have to congratulate you because, you know.
And I still got it. And I appreciate
that's some longevity,
boy. Couldn't do it without you, though, and I reiterate that. And to know what I get a kick out of is when people come back and say, we saw you 20 years ago on our honeymoon.
Wow.
And you come back every year.
I know, right? But you do have those tourists that do return to the country often. And then if they're guests at the Atlantis, then, and you know, Joker's Wild is definitely something that a lot of tourists love.
I appreciate the countless cowboy and Yankee and Laker gear I've gotten over the years as well, too, because they take care of me. I'm surprised every time they show up. I heard you mention the Lakers in your show, so we brought you this. I was like, I also heard you mention Jack Daniels in my show. Did you bring me in? The only thing I could say, honestly, MJ, I'm truly humbled and blessed, and I thank God, because Spike Lee always said, if you can make a living doing what you love, you win. And I think I win. So I'm not mad. I'm glad God has blessed me to do what I'm supposed to. Other opportunities such as this. So, you know, it's a good thing. I don't know if I could do another 27.
I mean, that'll take a lot.
Right, like, yeah.
Nothing's impossible, but that'll take a lot.
That's the good thing with stand-up comedy. There's no shelf life. You could go forever.
Well, that's true. There's no expiration date. Not in stand-up comedy.
But I do look back and you say I sound a little melancholy because...
You do.
I think about a lot of the friends that are no longer here. You know? Ralphie May.
Yeah.
You know? With the spoon gone. It's a lot of people that have passed away that were influential on my career. But like I say, you know, that's the yin and the yang of comedy. What makes you laugh also makes you cry. What makes you cry also makes you laugh. And that's why you got to put yourself into it. It's not as easy as people look, you know, to people. They think, oh, you just go up there and talk.
I think a lot of people realize that doing stand-up comedy is a very difficult and daunting task. I mean, some people have a fear of public speaking. Imagine not have a live audience, but making them laugh. So I think there's appreciation there, definitely, for comedians in general, but particularly stand-up comedians.
And then, you know, when you can parlay it, you know, into satire, and then, you know, when you look at it and you get to look back on your career and say, yeah, you're the only comedian that got to actually do two roasts of a government. You know, they actually paid you to roast the government. I love it. Let's do that again.
That was fun, right?
What? I'd have done it for free, but they paid, so it's all good. But I digress. I just want to thank everybody. Honestly, MJ, starting with you and the boys for sacrificing almost every night of the week that I got to be on stage and holding me down and supporting me. Couldn't do it without everybody, local, international, who've supported the career and supported the comedy, you know, the stand-up comedy scene. On behalf of Richard, for his sake, for everybody who did it while he was here, and for indirectly my sake, I appreciate y'all. All the Laugh Fest, all the Love Fest, and yes, we will bring back Laugh Fest and Love Fest, all right? I promise. You might even get one toward the end of this year, all right? But I'm glad to know that even through the pandemic, people are still crying for that, and the brand is strong. So I appreciate all y'all supporters, top to bottom. Everybody supported the morning radio show. Everybody supports this show. And for those of you who get me because I make you laugh, and those of you who don't get me because I smash your corn, it's all good. I got love for all of you all. I appreciate you because you can't be considered successful if you don't have fans and haters. If you just have fans, that means you ain't got no haters. That means ain't nothing happening. So at the end of the day, I appreciate each and every one of you. And let's do another 27 of making you all laugh. Maybe not on stage, but in other platforms as well. But I appreciate it. And thank you all so much. Couldn't do it without you all. Now we got that. Happy Mother's Day in advance to all the mothers as well, including you and everybody
right.
out there.
And yeah, that's coming up on the weekend. I wish her a happy Mother's Day. I know she's listening right now. So happy Mother's Day to you and to all of the moms around the country. You know, this is like our special day. So, yeah, shouts out to all of the moms out there.
Another special day.
You make it look a lot easier than it actually is. So, you know, props for that.
Another special day that men get to compare the scales of parenthood. Mother's Day, roses, chocolates, lunch, perfume, vacations, blenders, air fryers, books, scented candles, jewelry.
Right.
Father's Day, a tie and a pack of socks. If you're lucky, a new pack of underwear and some crab and rice.
Well, I think those gifts are commensurate with the whole the labor process. I mean, we have to labor 9 months and pull off a delivery.
Each and every one of us go through it with you all.
When you look at it like that, it balances out.
No, I give you all the labor portion of it, but the 9 months we go through it as well, too, and we watch you go from point A to point B, and then the cravings kick in, and then it's not the same thing. I hear you. The Tasmanian devil mood swing.
It's not the same thing.
Really? So there's no chance of men ever getting balanced maternity leave, paternity leave, ever, right?
Some countries do something that's close, better than it is for a lot of other countries. Maybe you get a couple of days or a week or maybe even a couple of months. Yeah, for sure. I think it's quite obvious that women, after going through, childbirth, deserve that time off. They need that time off, that bonding time with the newborn. So,
Yeah, okay. I'll give it to you all on this one, but we need to do better than socks, underwear, necktie, and crab and rice for Father's Day. That's what I'm saying.
All right, start a petition then. Go start a petition.
You sound like you're really concerned.
I'm not at all.
That's my sarcasm. All right. So here's how you chime in. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259 in New Providence. Toll free to anyone in the family. Islands 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. For fresh news, smart talk all day. Right here, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Now, with that being said, quick break, flip side of the break. We'll be opening up the lines. We'll be talking about whatever you want to talk about. And, of course, MJ and I will be touching on some of the hot stories of the last week, of the past week. And before we get into this on the flip side of the break, I am not prepared to take any questions post-break. I will give the questions, but I am not prepared to take any questions after the break. Thank you.
What are you talking about?
That's my prime minister impersonation. I told you I got Joker's wild hat on. Let's go.
I gotcha. I look slow today, but yeah, all right. And also,
so is he on the responses, but that's a different story for another day.
It'll be cool for persons if they want to shout out their moms on Mother's Day. You'll take those calls as well?
Correct. Calls and texts. If you want to shout out your moms, get me the text. Get me the calls, man. We'll do something for moms for sure, for sure, for sure. All coming up on the flip side of the break as the Friday, May 10th edition of Talking Heads. 27 years of doing stand-up locally and internationally. My comedy anniversary. Yes, I'm blowing my horn. I love it. And it's an excuse to have a libation later. I love it. I love it. I love it. Let's get to the break.
Some medical facilities pride themselves on offering multiple services. At Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center, imaging goes for imaging at Grosvenor. Whether you need an X-ray, mammogram, CAT scan, or ultrasound, we have a team of board-certified radiologists on staff, on-site, each with their own area of expertise. Results are submitted to your doctor within 24 hours. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or imaging at Grosvenor today.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more, and more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Is it a burger?
No. Is it pizza?
Come on, man, it's KFC.
Whatever the crunch this is, it's delicious. New, the Kentucky Cheetza Sandwich. Crispy chicken topped with marinara sauce, mozzarella, and pepperoni. Order your Cheetza Sandwich now at KFCNassau.com or at your favorite KFC restaurant today. It's new and it's radical. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
John Bull presents its annual Mother's Day Garden Party. Shop new spring collection for her. Redefine your brows this season standout. Be entertained. Special live art and music feature with Preston Hanna and DJ Super Mario. There will be photo keepsakes, gift personalization, perfume engraving, and henna. There's a spring style showcase. Dress in your season's best. Sign up for their spring fashion walk in store for a chance to win a $500 gift card. Scope out the latest scents, skincare, and makeup trends. There will be in-store raffles, gifts with purchase, and gourmet bites and beverages. Indulge in sweet delights. That's Saturday, May 11th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at John Bull 284 Bay Street. That's John Bull's annual Mother's Day Garden Party, hosted by the Natural Empress.
Are you ready for the best of the best? Keep the Vibe Alive Music Group up for sound promotion, and Guardian Radio presents the best of the best Reconscript Explosion Concert. Mark your calendars for May 11th as Super Club Breeze's Grounds Ignite with Bahamian Talent, featuring KB, Gino D, Funky D, Veronica Bishop, The Brylanders, Avi, Elon Moxie, Shine 242.
They know if you like waiting.
Join the Falcons, Iron Store, Bill V. Pierre, Johnny Cake, Mama D, Nishi LS, Pat Ramis, the VIPs for an electrifying night of music and culture. Tickets are flying, so grab yours now. Available online at BahamasEtickets.com or swing by the Beauty Shack on Soldier Road and Carmichael Road. This is the event of the year. The best of the best Rake and Scrape Explosion at Breezes Resorts. Gates open at 6 p.m. Don't miss out on the Bahamian Magic.
Flames are catching a fire. Ah, showed you how to do, you called me a liar. Oh no, 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 no. Baby, tell me where you gone, gone, gone. I've been feeling for your love so long. We can praise God in the moonlight. Baby, if you with me, better do right. And I've been gone too long. And to sing my song.
We're back at you on the Friday, May 10th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty, along with Mary Jane, in your company right up until 6 p.m. Lines are open. Whatever you want to talk about, chime on in. Whatever's, you know, piqued your interest, got your, you know, dander up, you know, whatever you got in your craw, give me a call. Let us know what you got on your mind. I know I look back at some of the stories that last week, and when we went into the break, amazed. At some point, man, when are they going to take transparency and accountability seriously in this country, MJ? And I'm talking to, like, all administrations, what? But more particularly this administration, since they're on the clock right now and heavy is the head that wears the crown. But, I mean, the Freedom of Information Act just brushed off, ignored. That's why I'm glad we got Matt Orby coming on Wednesday. From org, going to talk about that and ombudsman and so on and so forth. I think that's going to be a great conversation this coming Wednesday with Matt Aubrey. But we need a Freedom of Information Act. We need the Procurement Act enacted. And I think in 2024 and beyond, politicians need to know that it is a new playing field. People are more aware. We are woke, if you want to use that terminology. And we're going to ask questions. So it's not going to stop. It's not going to go away. People want answers. People want to be able to hear what's going on or have the access to find out the information themselves and come to a determination. They have that right.
Yeah, I know there must have been a strategy. Obviously, there was a strategy involved with the way the government approached question time in the House of Assembly this week. But just based on some of the headlines that I've seen in the newspaper, some of the articles written since, some commentary from even talk shows, you know, it's quite clear that the usual response of just not answering questions and then maybe even comparing yourself to the last administration, which, if you think about it, if things were done properly the last time, this administration probably wouldn't be in power. So to say, okay, they hardly answered any questions, so we're not going to answer questions. Or maybe they answered zero, so maybe we'll answer one. That just doesn't fly anymore these days. I think people really, we've gotten to a point now where, you know, information is so important. And when you have constituents, when you have citizens asking a government, particularly when you have big items on the table like BPL. BPL is not a small deal. Whatever eventually happens to BPL is going to be a big deal, and it's going to have repercussions that stretches through time, through generations. So,
and according to the AG, a new reform plan they have for BPL, because apparently a lot of equipment is going to be obsolete. And we go again.
They should share more information with Bahamians, because we're at the point now where just saying to us, don't worry, we're going to handle it, we're going to do it, and thinking everybody's just going to say, that's fine, those days are gone. You know, we want something different. We want something new. We want real accountability from our elected members of parliament.
And I agree. I mean, I think that we like to mirror so many things from our neighbor to the north, MJ. Why don't we, you know, mirror some of the other things and add it to our political culture, like maybe a recall system for MPs. You know, after two and a half years, if you ain't doing what you're supposed to do, out of there.
Have you ever gotten a chance to look at prime ministers' questions in different parliaments around the world, specifically the British Parliament, which is where we derive our system from? Those things get heated sometimes, but you get a lot of information, because I think it's important for our leaders to understand that you are kind of accountable to the people. You know, so when questions are asked, you should have answers. And if you're making policies and you're making plans and you say you have a vision, then it's not good enough to just put out a manifesto or a blueprint every 5 years and say, okay, that's what we're dealing with. No more answers or questions after this. That's, like I said, that's just a very old-fashioned way of thinking. I think people want something new, something different, and they want their parliamentarians to be accountable. And that's just the long and short of it. Whatever excuse that they came up with, because I heard the Minister of National Performance in the House on Wednesday, and it really just doesn't hold any weight at all. It just doesn't seem, you know, like a valid explanation about the performance, about not being prepared, having had those questions for so many months. So if they try that stunt again, they're going to have to come up with a better reasoning, because just simply saying, I'm not prepared, some things I'm sure it's a political calculation, but just for every question, that's unacceptable.
I totally agree. We have a phone call, Mary Jane. Let's go to the phone lines right now. Talking Heads.
Three and guests.
How are you?
Well, you're going to lose this one with mothers, because my mother, she died for me twice. Well, she came close the first time when she brought me here, and then she finally left. So I'm looking to see her. I ain't looking to see no white man or no black Jesus. Mothers are special. But what I want to
say, I agree.
Amen.
And I share your sorrow, because I lost mine 10 years ago, but I feel your pain, my brother. Going on 11 now, so I feel your pain.
Yeah, well, no, it ain't all that painful, because I was there for her straight through, and I saw the journey. So, and I have a pretty good idea who I'm going to be expecting when I leave. I say that Bible stuff, I can leave that for
y'all. You keep going down them rabbit hole on the dark web, though you might get slapped and she see you on the next.
But that's all right. But you know, naughty boy, I will say something about that, but I don't want to dwell too much on that, because my mom was special.
I agreed.
But naughty, Ruben Raming said something quite strange in the Senate. Did you notice when he claimed that BPL actions are criminal?
No, I didn't miss that. I missed that contribution, so I can't comment on that.
You know, he's saying, how can you average my bill? And then on top of that, turn around to use that average to determine my fuel charge. So he's hitting on something real strange and nefarious that's going on with BPL.
Maybe right? They have psychics working in the billing department.
Well, listen, they also tell me that they have these meters that they don't have to read anymore, right? And I know they have an electronic device that they can use to scan it from a distance. But I deliberately have a shield protecting that scanning. And I won't know how they could be telling me what my bill is. I'm afraid to really see the real bill now, but I know it's, you know, I have the solar here going on, so I know it's not. But how could they be claiming that they could read my bill from 2,000 feet
away?
Good
old guesstimation, man.
Okay, so that averaging is criminal, is what this gentleman is talking about. Mr. Ramming is onto something here, you know. And it looked like the politicians don't want to talk about everything about BPL. They need to come clean about BPL because there's some criminal stuff going on there. And look, every time your government gets in power, more criminality surfaces. Take that.
Yes, my brother. That ain't my government, but I understand what you're saying.
All right,
buddy. You have a good weekend, bro. Be safe. That's very interesting. I need to go find that contribution for Mr.
Yeah,
Ramming.
The caller, I noted that in the bill that was quickly passed recently in the House of Assembly, there were some provisions about AI and the role of AI in electricity, in, just kind of predicting what the peak usage hours will be so that it, you know, kind of knows how to deal with the power supply based on demand at peak times. That also introduces some cybersecurity concerns. You know, there's still so much that we have to discuss about this bill. Like, I feel like we haven't even gotten to the tip of the iceberg. But without any information forthcoming from the government, we don't know exactly what's happening. And it makes it difficult for Bahamians to have a true opinion, like a justified true opinion on, if this is the direction that we want the country to go in. I mean, it seems like we're going in that direction anyway. But, you know, the repercussions, we'll see what they are going down the line because we just don't have enough information.
And I think that's what a lot of Bahamians want, is readily available information. Because if you look at the world we live in, you know, thanks to the internet, thanks to the TikTok generation, the X, formerly Twitter generation, the information's there. So people, and now especially young people, they're into that instant gratification, that instant, you know, we want an answer now.
And like the caller talked about averages, like I said, artificial intelligence is going to play a role in this in the future. And that's something that, you know, come to us and tell us exactly, you know, what your plans are and what we can expect and the provisions that you're putting in place to make sure that our information is secure. These are the kinds of things that I think are basic questions that even if you're not prepared to answer the whole of it, some information should be readily available to Bahamians at this point.
Got one off the text lines from Grand Bahama. Naughty and MJ, in Freeport, they don't read meters anymore. It's electronically monitored from the office.
Right.
I wonder if we could get to that level.
I mean, but that's the future. Maybe that's best practices in the industry now. I don't know enough about the way that that it works in the most advanced countries. I guess that's something we all have to kind of dig in and try to get some more information on that. But I know that, you know, like I said, artificial intelligence plays a role. Yes, doing things that, you know, cuts down on people actually having to physically read meters, that plays, obviously, that's an advanced technology. And that's going to come, even though we tend to be behind the rest of the world in some things, you know, particularly the more developed countries, we are going to move in a direction where technology plays a major role in a lot of things, not just, you know, but in some things that are less obvious, like electricity and the way that they kind of distribute it and the amount of power they generate, that kind of thing. So, yeah, like I said, it doesn't, I know that politicians generally feel like, well, you know, they probably won't understand, but I think that's kind of insulting and it condescends to your actual, your bosses, like the Bahamian people are your bosses. Come to us, explain it to us. We are not slow. We'll get it. We'll pick up. We'll understand. And if it's a good plan, you'll find that a lot of Bahamians will wholeheartedly support it because we do want to do something about BPL. They're just too much in the red. I mean, the direction that that company is going to go, we don't know. But we know that it's a bill that we have to pay and our children have to pay. So if there are good solutions out there, just bring them to the table. We're willing to sit and listen.
Because we're tired of paying, overpaying, and we're tired of load shedding and all kind of stories now.
Absolutely.
Let's get to where we need to be. It's 2024. Here's another one off the text lines. Naughty and MJ, I'm convinced, or here's my theory, BPL looks at the size of the house and the area you live. when they make their guesstimations.
That was another part of it that we kind of noticed, but we didn't get a chance to dig deep on. You know, there is this idea, I don't know what the amendments are going to say, whether or not this is going to change, but there was this idea that rates could be adjusted for certain persons. We don't know what the criteria is. We don't know how that's going to affect us. And there is a bit of discrimination in that. Now, not all discrimination is necessarily bad discrimination, but let's be real. On the surface, there is a discrimination factor there. So they need to explain to us how they're going to make any adjustments that they plan to make, rationalize it with us, and don't let it be a situation where you decide these things and then, you know, you hear the public outcry and then you have to backtrack like you did with this bill. This is why we're seeing amendments. Bring it. I mean, there are lots of Bahamians who have great ideas who are probably willing to assist. No single person knows everything. That's why you have to kind of defer to experts. But open it up even more, because there are Bahamian experts here as well, not just the foreign experts. And get our opinion on it, get some feedback, and maybe learn a thing or two that you may not have realized.
And out of Texas, getting into that joker spirit. Naughty, I believe BPF pays over and under, like at the carnival with your bill. Will it be over 500 this month or under 500? But that's not, I mean, you know, you shouldn't be, that's a hell of a starting point to start from. $500 for your bill? Over or under?
Yeah, I mean, I would hope that that's, you know, I'm sure the tax is just,
yeah, but I get it, but I think each and every one of us have had that bill that we've opened and said, dear God, let me sit down, I need a cocktail on this one. What? We've all had that moment. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, good day, Naughty.
What's happening?
How you doing?
All good, man.
I'm good day to your guest. Well, the other day in the house, Ms. Dean tell the opposition that Jobert Colby is not going to answer the question, right?
Right, and then she said herself she wasn't going to answer the question.
Okay. Now, wasn't that ministry just created for her? Last year.
Are you referring to the Ministry of Energy? Correct.
That's a brand new ministry. Right? Now, the AG answering question today, right? On the same issue. How he could be answering for something that has to do with the Ministry of Energy. And she was asked in the House questions on PPL. Why? That's not like a sweetheart deal. That don't make sense to me. That makes sense to you.
Well, we already talked about it earlier. We think questions should be answered. Go ahead, MJ.
Sorry, this is a really, really good point. I mean, think about it. It is a new ministry. You're absolutely correct on that. You were asked questions in the House, so had nothing to say or was not prepared. I think that was the official response that they have to give. But to have the Attorney General, because when I read it in the papers earlier today, my first thought was, well, how the Attorney General getting this? Like, what's going on here?
I wonder where Mr. Pinder came from in this as well. No disrespect to him. So, I appreciate him saying something, but how you get to be saying it?
Right. Why is he speaking? So I agree with the caller. I can't even lie. I agree with the caller. It seems to be a bit of confusion going on right now, and it would be better for us to hear from Minister Jobert Colby Davis directly, or the Prime Minister, one or the other. I think that'd be much better.
And this is something we got to touch on, because we've been covering going on 2 weeks now into the third week, and it seems like there's no end in sight for this, because as we take two steps forward, you take one step back or one step forward, and then we get only four questions asked and take three steps back. But now, Chairman of the PLP and you know, Minister of Foreign Affairs and MP for Fox Hill, back out at the licensee group and the Grand Bahama Port Authority. But if the licensee group is not saying, listen, we're disappointed in the speech, we still left unfulfilled, we've still been wanting to meet for over a year, we haven't had a response on that. On those genuine concerns that they should be able to voice without coming under fear of criticism or victimization?
I mean, I think so. I think whatever is happening, and we could kind of see it because it's playing out in the public sphere, which I really wish it wasn't. I'll be honest with you, I really wish that whatever's happening with the government and the Port Authority group, I really wish that this is something that they could have negotiated and you know, kind of come to some sort of an agreement and then kind of present it, unified to the Bahamian people, particularly since Grand Bahamians are the ones that are going to have to live with whatever ultimately happens. You never want a situation where, you know, it has to go through first arbitration and then potentially the legal system. Like, that's because you don't know. You're kind of playing a game where we feel a certain way, they feel a certain way, we'll take it to court and see. But you can have a more focused and confirmed outcome if you get back to the negotiation table. So at the end of the day, I know that I think they're in arbitration now. I hope that they're still negotiating, like there's still some room for discussion and that both parties could come to an agreement. I mean, it's obvious that based on the current agreement, I think that this Hawksville Creek agreement runs another 30 years. These should be transition years anyway. These should be transition years where we start to move towards, and Grand Bahamian should have the voice in the conversation, where we start to move towards whatever Grand Bahama is going to look like post the Port Authority. The strong arm tactics right now, I mean, the government may have a reason why they want to go about this way. I understand that there was some sort of, offer to purchase, and that fell through, and then that, I guess, ushered in this acrimonious period. I don't like it. I'm sure a lot of the licensees don't like it. A lot of Grand Bahamians are kind of watching to see what happens. But ultimately, I feel like our government and the Port Authority should get back to the negotiation table and try to make things happen there as opposed to through the court system.
We got to call MJ and let's get to that. But like I said, I think there's a lot more to come before we get that healing and that closure in Grand Bahama. We got to deal with a few more issues to get to where we need to be. And if this is the process, let it start now, but let it be a transparent Bahamian. Talking Heads.
We don't hate you. You're just naughty by nature.
What's going on, GNN? What you got for me today?
I got plenty for you today, and good afternoon to you guests. In addition to doing they're all in there doing it wrong, because during a normal debate, if another member wants to have something to say or interject with something, what do they normally do? They normally ask the person that controls the agenda in the House, which is the Speaker, who sits behind the mace of authority. But in this case, everybody was answering one another, in which they were wrong. What they should have done was channel their questions to the Speaker, or their concerns to the Speaker, or to the leader of the business, the political business in the House of Assembly. In this case, it is Mr. Wayne Monroe. So to tell the other member on the opposition side, Pentire, I didn't feel like answering the question. Philomette Colby is also wrong, because she don't set the agenda in the House. That is done by the Speaker. So all of them in there, out of order. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, GNN, I hope you're well, and have a good weekend, my brother. But I think and Andrew, let me just get to the text lines, because it kind of segues off of what GNN said. Caller, I see we'll get to you in a second. Go ahead, MJ.
No, I just wanted to say, I think that just during the questionnaire period, and I don't know, I'm sure that listeners are very smart listeners out there, will text us in and tell us exactly what the protocol is. But I think that during that particular question and answer period, it is something where they kind of direct the questions towards the individual persons. I think that's the setup of that kind of question and answer period. But I do get the caller's point. I take note of his point.
Naughty, ain't like Joe Beth didn't want to answer the question. She said she will answer after the F&M convention. Well, listen, the bill has already been passed. It's her ministry. She has the information. If she's in a position to answer, then answer. Spare us the snarky, sophomoric schoolgirl response, because that's not what we, the people who she works for, want to hear. We want to hear answers. So to condone that kind of behavior is just, you know, idiotic, in my opinion, there, Texton.
I think the Minister Colby Davis was so. So the next question time would fall after the Free National Movement convention, which would be in June, right? So that would technically fall after. So she just chose a, I'll use the word, snarky way to relay that point.
But why are you being cute? You gotta realize
technically that. It's true what she's saying. That would be the next one if she plans to do it then. I don't know. That's no guarantee because anytime after June 1st is after. After could be 2026 for all we know.
Well, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I was saying in the comedy business, laugh now, cry later. Karma and irony have a serious way of coming back to kick you in the butt. So you might turn around June 2nd and see the same person you thought you wouldn't have to answer looking you right back in your face saying, well, I'm here. Can you answer now? And at the end of the day...
I've heard a lot of people and a lot of comments on social media about her response and how people didn't appreciate it at all because it seems like you take something that Bahamians are taking serious. I think this is the most blowback we've gotten in a long time about the way that a particular administration has handled these question time events. And whereas they're taking it as a joke, the Bahamian people are watching. And for a lot of people, it's just, it's not funny. It's like, it's time to get serious. When you look at the cost of living, how expensive everything is in this country right now, maybe in other days where people had a little bit extra money in their pockets, where they had more feet, didn't have to hustle all the time just to make ends meet, maybe you could get away with some of these jokes. Maybe we were a little bit more relaxed. But post-pandemic, which is traumatic, and with the, how expensive it is to live in this country these days as a Bahamian, yeah, people ain't trying to hear the jokes right now. Like, sometimes you could laugh, but there are times you got to be serious about the people's business.
Let's get to the phone lines. We got a couple of them. We might have to go over into the 5 o'clock on this one. I'm texting phones, lighting right up. Talking heads.
Hey, good afternoon, how are you, guys?
What's happening?
I'm good, man. Listen, I'm trying to figure out who they work for in the House, the people or themselves.
Last time I checked, it's supposed to be us.
As the Prime Minister of this country, he really let me down when he said he ain't answering his questions. And then Joe Beck called me, come and say, she can answer after the election, right? But let me tell you what I believe happening here. You remember that unexplained $500 million they borrowed? I'm gonna say they need to fix BBL. Around the same figure, right?
Almost.
Okay. So I think they borrowed that to put the BBL. They know this, you know. And let me tell you what kind of happening. The light bill didn't drop until after the election. And after the election, Gordon who win, them 3 years. Only 2 years before the election, you know.
Mm-hmm. You can act in the dots, bell caller.
You understand what they're saying? So they know exactly what they're doing.
And at the end of the day, we can pay for it in the long run.
The Bahamian people need to prepare for what to come. Everything you notice this government do is raising taxes on the back of the people. They just raised the minimum wage. Now, look, they're going up with national insurance. So the people who got the little increase in the minimum wage,
because you got the increase in national insurance. There
so they ain't doing nothing for the people. The Bahamian people need to open their eyes, man. They ain't doing nothing for the poor people. Everything is to benefit the rich. Pay attention.
Good call, caller. All right, have a good weekend, man. Let's get this last call in, and then we'll go over into the 5 o'clock for a minute there, Mary Jane. Talking heads.
Hey, buddy.
Afternoon, what's going on?
How about... Hi, MJ.
Hi, hello.
How are you? And you have yourself a blessed and wonderful Mother's Day.
And you too.
And you as well.
Thank you. Naughty, I think what's going on here right now, from what I heard, Mr. Mark, I think we're still in the 70s and 80s, when we only know what Edna has told us. You understand?
Right.
It's impossible for him to know that the airwaves are now open. And no matter how they try to get into it and take out what they talk was a threat to them, you know, unfortunately didn't work. We still know what's going on. We listen and we remember. So we know these questions didn't just pop up. He's trying to make it seem like Mr. Pintar just up in the room popped these questions yesterday. As if these questions wasn't in there in front of them to be asked from, what, February or March, earlier this year sometime?
Correct.
Exactly. So why would the FNM upcoming election have to do with the questions that was popped before they even made a decision on their convention? You understand me? They think we still living back then when we don't listen. Listen here, Mr. Monroe, Mr. Davis, Prime Minister Scott. We listen. We watch. We remember. Please do better. You can't come crying at the end and say, but. We ain't hearing that no more. We know that these things are coming before you. Even if you say, okay, this is what we are doing now. We're looking into it, yada, yada. But they say nothing. They're just cutting the sipping card off and the evidence off as if they don't matter. Their questions don't matter. The behemoths ain't looking at.
But listen,
we only see red, yellow, yellow.
And we see in Bahamas, we see in, you know, turquoise, black, and gold. That's what
Thank
we see
you.
In country.
Thank you. We're seeing the people, the sun, and the waters. And all of us look the same. Come on.
All right.
Do something.
Well, listen, I want you to have a great Mother's Day, Mr. Producer, giving me the wave. I got to get to the news, but great call.
Thank you.
Looked up forward to you chiming in again next week. And like I say, you wanted something. And here's a little homework for you over the weekend. You talked about the news in the 70s being, you know, like only certain things was put out in the 70s, right? Go do your research who was news director and what position they hold today. Think about it. All right? Have a great weekend. And MJ, we're going to go into the news. Flip side of the news. We'll go up into the 5 o'clock hour. Sound like a plan?
Yep. Good stuff.
There you go. We'll see you on the flip side of the break in the 5 o'clock hour. It's the Friday, May 10th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. Call us, Texas. We'll pick you up on the flip side of the news.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Make Mother's Day one to remember with a delightful Mother's Day brunch valued at $300, courtesy of Haagen-Dazs and Fun Foods Wholesale. It's simple. Just head over to Lickety Split or Super Value locations and purchase a pint of your favorite Haagen-Dazs ice cream for just $8.99. After purchasing, don't forget to write your full name and number on the back of your receipt and drop it into any entry box at the store. You're now in the running for our grand prize drawing, taking place on May 10th. Hurry, this offer ends soon. Happy Mother's Day from Haagen-Dazs. Promotion ends May 8th.
Nice to meet you, Jazz. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm an independent 27-year-old manager who wants her own home with her own rules.
Sounds good. I'll help you get there.
We see you, the go-getter, with big plans. And we've been keeping you in mind. Follow your goal home with a mortgage from CIBC Caribbean. And don't bother about your home insurance, as we'll help with that and more. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/conditions apply.
This is the National Youth Guard program designed to train young people to help the Bahama Islands in times of disaster.
I decided to join to better serve my country as well as to better myself.
We train to help in search and rescue,
electrical, plumbing, and carpentry.
And things that they can actually expand on in their careers.
Young people who join the Youth Guard program discover a sense of purpose and a sense of patriotism.
To learn more and apply, visit nyg.bahamas.gov.bs.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
John Bull presents its annual Mother's Day Garden Party. Shop new spring collection for her. Redefine your style. Find inspiration as you browse this season's standout. Be entertained. Special live art and music feature with Preston Hanna and DJ Super Mario. There will be photo keepsakes, gift personalization, perfume engraving, and henna. There's a spring style showcase. Dress in your season's best. Sign up for their spring fashion walk in store for a chance to win a $500 gift card. Scope out the latest scents, skincare, and makeup trends. There will be in-store raffles, gifts with purchase, and gourmet bites and beverages. Indulge in sweet delights from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at John Bull 284 Bay Street. That's John Bull's annual Mother's Day Garden Party, hosted by the Natural Empress.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Is it a burger?
No,
Is it pizza?
Come on, man, it's KFC. Whatever the crunch this is, it's delicious. New, the Kentucky Pizza Sandwich. Crispy chicken topped with marinara sauce, mozzarella, and pepperoni. Order your pizza sandwich now at KFCNassau.com or at your favorite KFC restaurant today. It's new and it's radical. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
They say it's a new and a shiny world. But the world, you never shine at all.
These rows of flames are catching a fire.
We're back at you on the Friday, May 10th edition of Talking Heads. And you are surely not alone with Mary Jane and your company right up until 6 p.m. We will be getting into the sports in short order, just wrapping up some of the things we were touching base on in the 5 o'clock hour. Do want to remind you that you can still register and participate in the Red Cross Walk in the morning. All you have to do is register at the headquarters, $30. Race starts promptly at 6 a.m., so you can get there early to register. If you haven't registered already, they will be doing registration at the headquarters at 6 a.m. All right, let me get to the text lines. Callers who were on hold right before the news, if you want to hit me back, we'll get to you guys. But let me check out some of these texts. Naughty and MJ, during the by-elections, nothing was brought up about the port owing the government, but now it's a big deal. I wonder why. Hi, Naughty and MJ. Since last summer's BPL bill, high BPL bills, I physically note my meter reading on my start date, bill cycle, and end date and compare them to my bills. Mine always match up. If not, they were going to hear from me pronto. Don't send me an estimate. Send me the real deal. But I mean, should you have to get to that point, MJ? Should you have to get to the point where you really got to diligently watch your meter because a service is not being provided correctly to the point where the bills fluctuate so drastically, you can't get an idea of what your monthly should be or close to?
I think that's what some people, and you know, kudos to those persons that are really good at monitoring it to know exactly, like the texter said, if it's off even a little bit, they'll be right down there to BPL, you know, trying to figure out what exactly is going on. But yeah, I think obviously, we all recognize that we have to make some improvement with BPL. I understand it's, what, $500 million in debt and then another $500 million to get it where it needs to be. That's $1 billion. Whatever decision or plan that this government has for BPL, like I said earlier, I'll keep repeating, they need to be more open and transparent with the Bahamian people. Because the ironic thing is, you look at the Hawksbill Creek Agreement, right, which is also something that's in the news a lot these days. And sometimes we reflect back and maybe there's a question about, you know, why did the government of the day back in the 50s, 55, I believe, enter into such a contract? And there are so many questions about whether or not that's even still beneficial, at least according to the government. You know, some things aren't happening that's supposed to be happening. Of course, the port has their own retort that's different from the government's point of view or opinion. But we can't really even look back and see all of the details. There are a lot of newspaper articles, I agree, that you could kind of understand what was happening. We know what was happening in Freeport back then, but we don't have the full picture. And so I want you to just cast your mind to the year 2050 or so. Once the government has done whatever it plans to do to BPL today in 2024, and we have future Bahamians, future generations of Bahamians looking back, and if the deal isn't turning out the way that they, in that time, would expect it to, then they're going to have questions as well. What are they going to be able to refer back to? What are they going to look at to really understand this government's plan? What are they going to be able to look at to understand their reasoning for doing whatever it is they plan to do with BPL now? This is why we need honesty and transparency from our government, not just for us living with the consequences of whatever happens today, but for future generations of Bahamians as well, who want to be able to look back and understand from start to finish, okay, this is what the government entered into. This is what they hope to accomplish. This is what's happening. You need to put that information out there. I don't think deals as big as this one is going to be should be a secret thing that we only learn about. Everything is already signed.
And that's
no,
been,
I think you should be open and honest with Bahamians from the start.
And that's what's been going on since time immemorial, MJ, from prior to our arrival in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas to our existence, present day, where we are. We've always learned out after the fact what happened. Shouldn't we know going in ahead of time, this is what's going to happen, and according to plans, if it goes along, this is where we should be in X amount of years, and barring setbacks, this is what it should cost. Okay, we had a setback in the project, there's going to be an overage, but it will be completed on time, and that was why the overage came up. Explanations as to where our money goes. People fail to realize they are playing Monopoly with our money at the end of the day. And they're moving around the board, and homies, cronies, lovers, and friends are moving around the board, but the citizens of this country, we stuck and can't even pass go. We still stuck on the board moving one at a time. And oh, if we land on their property, they can tax the living daylights out of us. Anyway, let me get back to the text lines. Caller, I see you. I'll get to you in a second. Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. I so agree with MJ. Taxation in this country is beyond the pale. I bought a used car in the U.S. and the taxation was shy of $10,000. $1,000 shy of the price of the vehicle. I am so waiting for elections, Naughty.
Oh, wow. Yikes. And it's possible. I mean, have you seen the way that those calculations are made? I could totally see that being possible. You know, sometimes you buy things and by the time you finish paying the taxes actually rack up to more than the actual thing that you purchased. I've had that happen to me before. So I totally understand where the texture is coming from.
Caller, I'm coming to you right now. 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259 in New Providence. 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Toll free and anyone in the family islands. Text lines powered by BTC 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Let's go to the phone lines. Caller, talking heads.
Hey, good afternoon, Naughty, and good afternoon, MJ, and happy Mother's Day to you. Wish you all the best.
There you go. What's going on, Happy?
Man, listen here. Naughty, you know, Wendy's, you know, the Prime Minister, them say they waiting to get their ducks. So they still out hunting, looking for these ducks.
To get them in a row, eh?
Yeah, to get them in a row. And so when they find them ducks, but you know what kind of duck they're looking for? Is when they ducking, the only duck they got is they ducking the Bahamian public. That's the ducks what they got right now. They just ducking us. But, you know, it's amazing before these...
The duck says, duck out, duck around, duck behind,
yeah,
duck
know,
low,
duck
high.
Duck. That's the kind of duck what they got right now.
But you know, the duck is getting in the long run, right? Anyway, that's a different story.
It is long now. But, you know, before these people get elected, Naughty, you know, they are so humble. They are so, you know, we want to be your servant. We want to be a servant leader. You know, if you elect us, you know, we will serve the people. But when they get in there and they drink their Kool-Aid, everything changed. I remember when Warren Miller, before he became an MP, you remember what his talk was about? The Sovereign Wealth Fund. We're gonna make the wealth more common. You can't hear a breath from Warren. Warren, brother Warren, what happened to you, man? What happened, Warren? What happened to the Sovereign Wealth Fund you was talking about? What happened with making the wealth more common for all of us? You know? And they get in there, and after a while, they forget about all the promises and things that they made to the people, man. It's all about them. You know, and this national security minister, he's a total waste. He's a waste of the people's time. I trust God, he don't run again. And if he run, I heard the people just voted. The Prime Minister went to England for the King's coronation, right?
Uh-huh.
And he said that they had gotten access to this fund from the Chinese Exim Bank of about $1 billion. And he, according to him, he said he didn't want to increase the national debt. And so they would draw down on it, and they had withdrawn, but I don't know whether they had withdrawn. We don't know what is what, whether, you know, after that we heard nothing about it. But he said that, you know, these funds, they were was supposed to be a PPI with a company out of England, out of the UK, to rebuild the airport in Freeport, right? The king has been king. The king almost ready to die. And we haven't heard a Christ thing about whether we got the money, whether, you know, what is going on. You just can't, I mean, you can't get any answers from them, you know. Like I told Dwight this morning, Mr. Mann, he's talking a bunch of foolishness, man, because the budget is being finished by the end of March, early April. The budget done finished long time.
But see, the problem is, Happy, you see it, I see it, other people see it, but when you make mention of it, that's where the problem arises.
You know,
so my thing is, therefore, it speaks and screams volumes why we so desperately need a Freedom of Information Act or procurement act. You don't want to ask? Answer, that's fine. The information is there. We will research it ourselves and come to the conclusion we need to.
And I agree with MJ and the Attorney General and other people. I think the Attorney General, sometimes he oversteps his boundaries, you know. You know, he has no jurisdiction over the House of Assembly. The House of Assembly is the elected members of Parliament. He as the Attorney General, he don't even have a seat. He has been appointed by the government. You know, so he I don't know who, like the Bible says, power was given to the beast. But you know, we have to hold our elected official
accountable. Real talk, Happy. I want you to have a good weekend, man. A lot of good basketball coming up, so I know you can enjoy it.
Yeah, I will.
All right, okay, my brother. Man. Be safe. But there again. Go ahead, MJ.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, and I think he raises a great point. Like, Bahamians were not slow. We noticed that, you know, the questions were presented in the House of Assembly. At that time, you know, many members of the government, the ones who were asked questions at least, all came with a remark similar, which is they're not prepared to answer on so many questions. I think maybe only one or two questions were answered by the Minister of Foreign Affairs. But outside of that, everybody else, for some reason, that nobody that's actually in the House that's actually going to be a party to even future question times answered. But the one person who is unelected is the one who you send out now to make statements on this issue that we're asking questions about. Like we could read between the lines. We see what's happening there.
Now,
and that's why I wonder why they're still using some of the tactics of yesteryear. Because we're catching on now. We understand. We see what you're doing.
I have my jokers out, and I'll be honest with you. A lot of people have referenced this administration and saying, you know, they use the word gangsterism associated with them. Well, I mean, if you send out the AG, aren't you sending out the consigliere today? Why don't you send it out, Tom Ryan? Let's go out and bring it down.
You're sending out the person who will not have to account for his remarks or elaborate in the House. Like, he's never going to be subject to a question time.
Exactly.
In the House of Assembly. So, yes, of course, he's the one that's talking. And is it some sort of strategic political move? They probably think so.
He's the one who tells you got to take a ride, but he don't take the ride with you.
Bahamians see through it. We see that you're sending out the person who will never have to sit in the House of Assembly and answer those questions or even elaborate on some of the remarks that he made today. So, I mean, things like this we need to move away from as a country, because we're at the point now where Bahamians do want to be participants in the running of the country. And one way to do that is to ask questions of our elected members of parliament and have them respond to us. But they're not letting us in the process as they should. You know, a lot of these questions come through the opposition. But every day, a lot of times in the letters in the newspapers, questions are asked. And we still don't get answers. Even everyday Bahamians, we can't get answers. So it's just not where we want to be right now at all.
And a lot of times the answers that are given still aren't really answering the questions. It's just broad. We need some more concise answers, I agree, and we need avenues and vehicles in order to get there. And it's far too long that we've been displaced as citizens from getting this information. Why are administrations so fearful of accountability? Did you ever think if you weren't an accountable, transparent administration, you might get reelected? And we wouldn't see this pattern that we've seen for the last 25 years of ping pong, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I'll be honest with you. A great point was raised in the barbershop, okay? And I didn't think about it in the moment, but it's kind of come back to me a couple of times. And it was a veteran. It was an elder statesman in there, you know, getting shaped up because he was, you know, taking his grandkids out. But he made a great point. He said, Naughty, this whole situation within the PLP of not answering and being very flippant when it comes to questions, look how far back it dates. He said, you remember the situation with Mr. Christie and Hirachi? I asked about it. The answer that he gave was, and so? He said that and so attitude has permeated through the ranks of the PLP to this day. Where now they feel that they're above reproach and don't have to answer to anyone, especially the citizens of the country. And they've lost in the shuffle that they actually work for us. And I think that's what a lot of elder generation are feeling, that this administration and past administrations have forgotten who they really work for and who they really serve.
Right. And to be fair, it isn't even just this administration. This is something that I understand is, and, you know, witnessed firsthand, is carrying over from the Minister administration, which is that there were a lot of questions presented and just left on the table that they never, some members never bothered to answer. And that, too, was disappointing then. I don't know why they keep going down the same road. I mean, perhaps they think that strategically it works just not to say anything right now. But I hope that just based on the responses from Bahamians this past week, they are now starting to realize that the old way of doing business just, you know, no longer gets you the same results as you know, years gone by. Nowadays, Bahamians are more involved. They've always been involved. We've always been involved. But I think it's the chorus is even louder these days. And yeah, we want answers. We don't want these games in the House of Assembly anymore. Things are just too tough these days to be joking around and playing around all the time. Like, do the people's work. Do it with dignity and, of course, with respect for the people that you serve.
Texas just chimed in. Power corrupts. Very true. All right, MJ, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. Flip side of the break, we'll talk some World Relays. We'll talk some NBA playoffs. And we got a great Final 15 today. Colin Cowherd, all right? But here's the breakdown. Big coaching firing in Phoenix. They're going to talk about Vogel being out in Phoenix. Who are the possible replacements? Brunson playing for the Knicks tonight through the injury. That might be big in that series. It's tied 1-1. I think, yes, 1-1 or 2-0 Knicks. But nonetheless, big game three tonight. Or is it game two tonight? I got to double check.
No, I think it's game, yeah.
But Brunson,
yeah, we'll get the stats.
Brunson was injured, was not supposed to play. He's actually going to play. So let's see if there's going to be some Willis Reed type, like history repeating itself in this New York series with an injured player leading the Knicks on to the next round. So we'll touch on that. And then the big shocker that the Cowherd has got to talk about as well is the now circling out of L.A., LeBron potentially be a player coach for the Lakers?
What? No.
Now, you know, if that's the case, I'm come beyond done. I'll be up on the roof all the basketball season, bird watching, or doing something. But it ain't gonna be that. Anyway, we'll get a break, flip side of the break. We'll chop it up some more on the World Replay of the Final 15 with Colin Cowherd as the Friday, May 10th edition of Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane continues right after this.
Hear what boss man was saying in the back there just now.
About what? The luncheon?
Why are you always worried about food? No, about how we gotta pay a little more for national insurance.
Mildred, you talking fool. I can't afford to pay that.
And you're always crying for him out. Ain't gonna be much. Boss still gotta pay. 1st of July, 2024.
I think that terminal benefit is what did help my boy Tony through the pandemic. That same unemployment benefit. And guess what?
What?
Susan, I think she'd get a pregnancy benefit, eh?
You mean maternity benefit, eh? So now, we gotta do our part to make sure we get our pension. All right.
For more information, visit NIPRateIncrease.com.
Mothers are the heart of our homes, the soul of our memories, and the guiding light through life's journeys. Show your love with a gift from Kelly's House and Homes Mother's Day Sale, Friday, May 3rd through Saturday, May 11th. Enjoy 20% off selected dinnerware, glassware, luggage, silk flowers, and picture frames, except on net items. One lucky person can win a gift basket for Mother's Day. Visit our Facebook page for more information. Kelly's House and Homes Mother's Day Sale, May 3rd. Love from Kelly's House and Home.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The voice of the one, YG Marley. All right, cover your text and say, no, who that is. That's YG Marley. That's Bob Marley's grandson. That is the son of Lauryn Hill and Rohan Marley. And he's one of the hottest tickets in the room. That song is a big, big, big win, big tune right there, man. International.
He's so talented.
Very talented. Very, very talented young man. And I'm glad to see his mom's out there looking semi, you know, not as crazy as she used to look, you know what I mean? But yeah, you know,
so rude.
When you're endorsed by Lauryn Hill and she's your mom and she's actually performing with you, you can't go wrong. Your stage game is naturally going to kick up a level or two because you can't let mom dudes down, especially when your mom's Lauryn Hill, like real talk. So, you know, I'm happy for the young man. And if you listen to the words, I mean, he blended one of his grandfather's big tunes into this tune, and he's got a hit. I'm interested to see where he goes from this. You know, I think the Marley legacy is strong with him.
Absolutely. He's super talented. A lot of the grandkids are talented, to be quite honest with you. So he's just another one in the line. Of course, we know the children, you know, so many of them have had hit records. They've won a lot of Grammys between the whole clan. So, yeah, props to Lauryn Hill's little YG. That's his name, right?
YG, yeah.
Yeah.
And like I say, the Marleys are still doing their thing. And I'm going to keep my eye on where he goes and how much he blossoms, because I think the talent is strong with him. All right, MJ, we got to look at a couple of things because we got that great take home with Colin Cowherd today. I know you wanted to touch on the World Relays briefly, and I got the picks lined up, so whenever you're ready.
Well, I just wanted to shout out the organizers and, you know, particularly the athletes for the World Relays. I was so proud of how our performed. It was so exciting, particularly that last race, the 4x400 relay. That was so, so exciting. And of course, they haven't let us down. I keep saying that our athletes are one of the shining, you know, points for us as Bahamians right now. They do such great work on the world stage, always making us proud. And the relays went off. It looked so good. I didn't get a chance to attend because of prior commitments, but I was watching online as often as I could. I know that our sons did get a chance to go out there. My sister went out there as well as my nephew.
I was out there briefly too, and it was good.
They all say how great the games were. They were well organized. It was a good time. So, you know, props to the organizers. I know there was a little bit of a hitch with some, you know, political.
Yeah, we could always work that portion out of it, but the product was good.
One or two missteps, right, with the name. But outside of that, I must say that the games were so impressive. So shouts out to, like I said, all of the organizers, but particularly our athletes who participated and the crowd. Like watching that on TV, the stadium was full and it looked so good. I wish all of our events in the stadium World Relays were. But overall, I think it was a good look for the country. So good job there.
All right, got a little news for you. Your boy Mbappe has announced his PSG Paris Saint-Germain exit.
Oh,
that just broke 2 minutes ago. So, yeah.
I'm crying in Paris.
I think he's Spain-bound now. I think he's going to end up in La Liga.
They were putting the pressure on him. I think Macron, maybe he even bowed down to him. I mean, they were like laying it on so thick to get him to stay. But ultimately, he's going to make, as all athletes do, he's going to make the best decision for his career, where he wants to see it go in the future. So, yeah, while Paris had him, you know, it was good. But, yeah, maybe he's moving on to greener pastures. He'll still play for the French national team, I'm sure. But, yeah, he's moving on. Good for him.
All right. Now, we got games tonight. And, of course, it's all about the Island Game. Simply log on to theislandgame.com. Check, click on their sports book. Multiple places to play and multiple ways to win. Two big games in the NBA tonight. The Knicks plus 7 on the road against the Pacers. Brunson is going to play. Now with Brunson playing, I like the Knicks with a 7-point, you know, but no Adenobi. So that could be a factor.
So let me ask you this. Who would Pearly pick in this scenario?
Pearly would probably go with the Pacers at home in this one, considering
right,
the injury.
So I go in with the Pacers at home then.
All right, cool. I like the Timberwolves to win by 3.5 at home over the Nuggets and go up 3-0 in that series. I think Anthony Edwards is the real deal. I think he continues to make a bold statement as far as faces as the new face of the league or one of. So
yes,
I like the Timberwolves
yes.
to get it done tonight too. And then on Saturday, I like the Thunder plus the 3 against the Mavericks. I know you were happy last night. Kyrie and Luka did their thing. They won a big game in OKC. But I think OKC comes back and gets it done, as does Boston on the road. I think they don't cover the 8 points, but I think they get the win.
Yeah, no, I was happy with the way that Kyrie and Luka played, and I was glad that they got, you know, a win last night. So, you know, they're like my dark horse. Like, I'm kind of hoping they could go even farther, but I guess time will tell.
Listen, whoever comes out of that OKC-Dallas Mavericks series is going to go a very long way. In the playoffs. They could be the team that might unseat the Timberwolves, but I'm thinking the Timberwolves look like that team in the West. If they get by Denver, they may make the full run. They may make the full run, win the Western Conference, and go to the finals. That's how yeah. well they're playing. And they're young. They're a full team. They play team ball, and they're well-coached. And their superstar, Anthony Edwards, isn't above himself. He can take it on his shoulders. When it's his fault, he'll say, my bad. He's a good kid. I like this team.
Well, here's something that our son, Stat Boy, to the age of the OKC team, is 22. That is quite something, right? Like,
yep.
That's a big deal. They're all young guys, but they're gelling so well and playing so well. So, good stuff from them.
All right, MJ, it's that time. I'm getting it from Mr. Producer. We got to take the break. Colin Cowherd will be taking us home the rest of the way. So, I want to tell you, happy Mother's Day from Stat Boy, Sancho, and Andoni, and myself. We love you. I love you
Thank
more
you.
Than life itself. Couldn't do anything that I do in this world without you, and you truly are the best mother in the world for our boys. You know it. I know it. They know it. And we appreciate you so much, and we love you so much.
Well, you know the love is mutual, so much love to you as well. And I want to congratulate you on your 27 years at Joker's Wild Comedy Club. And may you continue to, you know, do your comedy thing as long as you want to, as long as you're happy and content, and as long as, you know, you still have that funny bone in your body. So congratulations to you on your longevity doing stand-up, which is very difficult to do. One of the very few in the country that does it. And, of course, no one does it like you.
Thank you so much. Love you so much. See you in short order. Bahamas, have a great weekend. All the mothers, happy Mother's Day. And we'll see you Monday right here on Talking Heads.
Don't mind the noise in the market, you get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we put in Bahamian's voice, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games,
we like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Is it a burger?
No. Is it pizza?
Come on, man, it's KFC. Whatever the crunch this is, it's delicious. New, the Kentucky Cheetah Marinara Sauce, mozzarella and pepperoni. Order your cheetah sandwich now at KFCNassau.com or at your favorite KFC restaurant today. It's new and it's radical. KFC, it's finger licking good.
Maybe it's time to explore your options. There's no harm in reviewing your mortgage arrangement and considering a better deal. CIBC Caribbean can help you narrow your search and decide. Switch your mortgage to CIBC Caribbean and enjoy a special interest rate and help towards your switching cost. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/inspired home for more information. Conditions apply.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
What went wrong with Vogel? I had gotten a source last night that said, you know, some of the players, it's hard. You didn't get all buy-in. You got to get buy-in from at least two. Is that what you're hearing?
Sure, but I mean, no losing team has buy-in from everyone. That's what happens, right? Winning papers over everything, losing shows all the seams. To me, this is a bit of moving deck chairs around. I'm not going to call the Suns the Titanic. I would not go that far.
Yeah.
But there is a little bit of like, we can't really do anything else. They have one first round draft pick for the next 6 years. Just one this coming year and this summer, and that's it. So they don't have roster flexibility. They've got these three huge contracts. They don't really have the ability to make a lot of changes to the supporting cast. You're not going to fire the owner that just came in and is the one behind all these changes. And it's not really fair to fire the front office because James Jones didn't make those trades. I mean, he physically made them and he facilitated them, but it was at the owner's directive. Only guy to make a change it is in the coach's seat. I do not think Frank Vogel deserved to be fired. This is a championship coach, and I think it's going to be a mistake. But then again, Mike Budenholzer is a very good coach. I just don't see him being able to do more than Frank Vogel did in this situation. If the Suns have better health next year, that will certainly help them. So that's something they can do without having to make any roster changes. But they're still stuck with an extremely top-heavy team and at least one aging superstar.
Yeah, we say this all the time, is that, you know, people want to hold you to a level of perfection. NFL general managers who are great miss all the time.
Yes.
And what you can't do is double down on wrong. The Giants on Daniel Jones, probably a reach. Don't double down on it.
Right.
I think you'd be doubling down here. They don't have a point guard. The Beal thing's not working. I think you can get a ton for Booker. Draft picks, capital. Get younger around Kevin Durant, Beal. You can't move Beal's contract.
Yeah.
To me, this feels a little New York Giant where it's, the construction doesn't work. Let's fire the coach and double down on it. I don't think this team, when I watch Minnesota play and OKC play and Dallas playing better than you think and Denver, this doesn't mean.
To me, if you are going to make a big move, it's Kevin Durant who I would move if I were in that front office. And I'm sure that Kevin doesn't want to be moved again after all of the moving around he's done and the criticism he gets for that. But Devin Booker is still a star in the prime of his career.
Yes.
And I'm not sure you're getting anyone better than him. I'm not sure you're going to develop anyone better than Devin Booker has already developed into. So why not keep him and then move some of the other big pieces around? And unfortunately, Bradley Beal, as you point out, has a no-trade clause.
It's not working
and no real trade value right now and for what you'd get for him. And so I think if you are going to make a huge move, if I were in the front office, it would be Kevin Durant. But I don't anticipate them doing that. They've really signaled that they're going to stay with those three guys and see what else they can do. And I guess one of those things is changing the voice in the locker room. And if they have better health, Mike Budenholzer will look like a genius. But I don't expect them to win a championship with this roster that's so top-heavy.
So if you're the New York Knicks, there are two avenues that are interesting. First of all, Boston looks infinitely if not beatable, you can compete with them.
Yes.
We didn't think
they don't look invincible.
That's right. And the other thing is the East is going to get better next year.
Mm-hmm.
Dame and Giannis should be healthy.
Yeah.
A ton of cap room and draft picks. Boston will still be good. Orlando may add a piece. So you can look at the Knicks and go, this is the beginning. Or you can say the East is going to get better. It's really weak this year. So I think they're fascinating, Rachel, because there is almost a collegiate feel to them. There is a culture. We talk Heat culture.
Yeah.
But it's Tibbs culture. You got to be careful who you bring in.
Yes.
Now, Booker, I think, works, but Phoenix doesn't want to move him.
Yeah.
Durant, I'm not sure. What do you make of the Knicks going? We know they're competitive now. We don't mm-hmm. think they're a title team. Now they're all beat up.
I was going to say, it's hard right now because there's just so many guys hurt.
but they're the talk of the league.
Oh, they're thrilling to watch. I mean, literally thrilling to watch play. And I don't care who you are, unless you're a fan of the other team that's currently playing
them.
That's right. You're having fun watching this Knicks
great
team.
Great watch.
Because they're not only winning, they're so scrappy. They're playing basketball the way you want people to play basketball. They're tough as nails. They're rebounding. You know, Josh Hart has played more minutes in playoff games than any other player in 45 years. That's the stat. It's been four since the merger.
And he's doubled his numbers.
And by the way, it's probably before that too, but I'm just going since the ABA merger.
Right.
No one else has played more per game than he has. And so, look, you love to watch them play, but you do think that they need deeper. They need a little bit more. If they just got their players back, by the way, I think that they could make a run to the finals this year, right? If they had Julius Randle, if they had OG Anunoby, who looks like we're not going to see him in the next game, you know, if they had full health, I would put them up against anyone in the Eastern Conference this year.
Yeah.
But they will have room to make some moves. Unlike the Suns, they're not hamstrung. And it is interesting to see who's going to go. I think that they would be better off making a smaller move, like DeMar DeRozan has been bandied about, right?
Doesn't need the ball in his hands a lot.
Doesn't need the ball, as opposed to bringing in some big, flashy player. Now, for Kevin Durant's story, I always thought that Kevin Durant should have gone to the Knicks instead of the Nets. So for me, watching Kevin Durant, I'd like to see him kind of right that wrong.
Yeah, great story.
But I don't know if that's what's best for New York. I just think that that would be great for Kevin Durant's story. I do know that Kevin Durant just wants to play basketball. And that is the common denominator in that Knicks locker room. And it will be interesting to see not only who they bring in this summer, but where they end up this time in this series. I still don't know what's going to happen in this Pacers-Knicks series. The Pacers keep seeming like they're being handed health advantages, and yet they're not coming through when it counts.
It was so crazy to me that Rick Carlisle went after refs and small markets when Brunson and OG were hurt, Randall Mitchell Robinson gone. It was there for the taking, and that was the easy win of the first two.
Look, I do think that some calls have gone against the Pacers more so than the Knicks in the first couple of games. They have. I mean, you can just look at the NBA's own final two-minute report, those kinds of things. But that is never the reason that you win or lose playoff games in the aggregate. Maybe one game somewhere, one time with one bad call in the final few minutes. We saw that earlier this playoffs. But overall, when you're talking about there's 78 calls or whatever it was, that's not what makes the difference over a course of a series. What makes the difference is if you take advantage of your opportunities, and we're going to have to see the Pacers buckle down and do that at home. Otherwise, they're cooked.
The reality with American sports is the NFL is pushing its product globally,
mm-hmm.
but gets its employees domestically.
Yes.
Whereas hockey, baseball, and the NBA, well, increasingly is becoming European-based. Now, it's good for the talent and skill level. Hockey's never been faster. Baseball's never been deeper. Basketball's never had seven-footers all hitting threes. But it's not always great in terms of domestic ratings. So the NBA is going to get their money. It's got stars. It's fast-paced. Young people like it. Apparel company. It's going to get its money.
Right.
But I do think it needs a face. I think Ant Edwards, and I didn't think this a year ago. I think his game is more refined. I think his ability to go to KD and say, he trash talk just enough. I wonder if NBA's pretty good about fun. You know, they didn't do it with Giannis. They put his playoff games on NBA TV. It does feel like we're watching the next face, and this is like the opening chapter. In 20 years, we'll go, remember the Denver series.
Absolutely, man.
Is that what you see?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, he's got the charisma off the charts, right? And the way he plays is so engaging. He brings you in every time he goes up to the basket. He's got no fear. He's just an exciting player to watch. Yeah. The shoe, I think he's got the number one selling shoe in America. The commercials are good.
Does.
I mean, it's a lot of that. You know, we make these early Michael Jordan comparisons. And he said the other day, I can never handle. And I think that is correct.
Yes.
I think to your point about the international game, it is a different, deeper league.
No question.
You look at the number of guys who coming from other countries who are winning MVP, who are in the MVP race. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, by the way, is from Canada. Even he's not American.
Right,
so,
right.
By the way, you are getting just a deeper pool of talent to compete with. It's not the league where MJ won six. It's not the league even where Kobe won five.
Right.
And so I don't think anyone can have that career again. But we are seeing a guy who looks like Michael Jordan looked in his early years.
No question.
That is undeniable.
Right.
And it's not just on the court, although it is on the court. It's everything else that you're talking about. He is a star in the old-fashioned sense. And it's really exciting to watch. We'll see.
You know, I will say this. Here's the other advantage. Michael, it took a while to get the right coach. It feels like Ant has his. Also, the Celtics and the Pistons were living, breathing dynasties.
Mm-hmm.
There is no one in the West. We thought Denver could be it, and it looks like Denver is, you know, a Raptors story, closer to a Raptors story than a Warriors dynasty. I think they're better than that, but they could be a one-and-done or maybe a two-title team. So that's the advantage. It took Jordan, you know, he spent a lot in college, and then it was, I mean, you forget when you watch the documentary, it is a long road.
Yes.
There's a lot of getting tackled by the Pistons. So the advantage this kid has is, oh, he could be good. Like, if he won this year, wow, now he's significantly ahead.
And by the way, if I were any of these younger players, if I was Luka, if I was Ant, I would get my winning in now because I am still going to sit here in this chair every week and tell you I think that Victor Wembanyama is coming.
Yeah.
I think he is going to end up, again, health injuries. We don't know what happens, but if all goes as expected, a top 5-10 player of all time. And so I would get my titles in now, and I think that Ant Edwards certainly has a chance to do that. He's got a great team around him, too, and he's got the advantage of that, and we can't forget that. He's got a coach that he really responds to.
Yeah.
He's got Karl-Anthony Towns. He's got an upcoming, you know, four-time Defensive Player of the Year in Rudy Gobert. I mean, the whole concept, he's got a great bench. He's got Mike Conley, who's been one of the best playoff performers and just teammates and leaders that we've had in the last two decades. So he's got every advantage, and then he's taking advantage. And I think that those two things combined is we're seeing a winner. This kid's a winner.
Finally, my opening rant about an hour and a half ago was that we may be in an era in the NBA, which I grew up with the 70s, Sonics, Blazers, Warriors. They were called the Bullets back then. Elvin Hayes, Wes Unseld, Kevin Greavy. The teams were very good.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't great.
Yeah.
And that I think we're staring at a bunch of very goods. I think all of us felt like Boston could be the one great. And then I watched them continually get whacked at home. That's historically bizarre.
Yeah.
As a dominant team, they're 500 at home. All dynasties roll at home. And I think, you know what? In an era of good, they're very good. But losses like last night are adding up, Rachel. And I'm like, maybe we have put them at about to be great. And maybe they have two players that are closer to Pippen than Kobe and Michael, and they're going to win a title, but have we gone like we do with the Cowboys every year? We've ratcheted up this when they're just very good.
I mean, I'm very curious your take on the mental aspect of this team, because you have seen, and it's not just in basketball, right? So you've watched it across sports, teams that have almost gotten there and not, and what that does to you. Because the Boston Celtics, let's not forget, have made the conference finals 5 of the last 7 years. That's spectacular.
Yes.
I mean, that's incredible. Think about the franchises around the NBA who've had so much hope and promise and thunder and noise and media attention and haven't been able to match anywhere near that. However, they haven't been able to get it done. They only advanced to the finals once out of all those times, and they completely fell apart at the end of that NBA
Finals
series.
And really had control of the series through about three games.
And then
fell apart.
Right. So what mental effect does that have on the team? And what effect does it have on the fans? I mean, Jason Tatum got up on the podium after last night's game and he goes, I know, we're expected to be perfect or some version of that. And I'm sure it feels that way to him because here they are, a team that's made the conference finals. And every time they lose a game, people, oh, see, the Celtics aren't for real. But the problem is when you don't get the ultimate goal done, even the middle part starts to feel sometimes a little bit squishy.
Yeah.
And I think they are feeling the loss of Kristaps Porzingis. Evan Mobley took advantage of that last night. Donovan Mitchell, who is a star, had a fantastic second half. And they're going to have to work for it in this series because Kristaps is not expected to be back. I mean, that's what we're seeing in the Denver series too, by the way. I think that Nikola Jokic does have the mettle to lead Denver to be a dynasty, except for he's got to have someone like Murray next to him, and Murray is clearly hurt. So is Kristaps being hurt in this Celtics series? Is that what is going to do the Boston in, or are they going to be able to get through here and maybe get him back in the conference finals if they get there again?
Let's button it up with this. So Byron Scott is viewed as part of the Laker family.
Sure.
He coached, he played. It's a very much a small business. Genie runs like a small business. And if you're family, you're family.
Yeah.
Norm Nixon's part of it. Worthy. I mean, Kobe's agent became GM. That's what the Lakers are. Scott says, just make LeBron the coach. I'm like, well, that's a family member. Now, it may be a second cousin.
Yes.
But it's a family member.
Well, former coach, too, as you said. He's been in that job.
What'd you make of that comment?
An offhanded comment, I would say. We haven't seen that in the NBA in quite some time. We have seen it before, but...
Lenny Wilkins or Bill Russell?
Bill Russell. To me, the Lakers problem was also not a coaching problem. I put that in the same Frank Vogel camp. If you lose both stars, both LeBron James and Anthony Davis made it clear that Darvin Ham had lost them. And then it is hard to bring him back.
Yeah.
However, the Lakers have had 6 coaches in 13 years. And my hope with whoever they do bring in next is that they back him for the long haul. Because there will always be bumps in the road. There will be always times when your stars don't completely buy in to what you are doing. It's natural. Players get frustrated. High talented players who know what they can accomplish get frustrated, and they should. And you need not only a guy who can bring it all together, but an organization who backs him. And my hope is that whoever they find for this job is someone that the organization feels it can, so that even in those rough moments, sometimes you need the front office to say to the star, hey, work it out. Because this guy is here, and we think that he's doing an okay job.
I thought they were going to do that.
And we don't think he's the problem. Well, but that's not as the Lakers are set up, which is kind of how you end up with 6 coaches in 13 years. And I do wonder if they can bring someone in who is good enough to merit that from the front office. Because I do think stability, now they're in another position where they've got to find someone who, I don't think you want a first-time head coach in that situation. And the other guys are getting snapped off the board. You know, Jason Kidd has to write LeBron a thank you note because he just got a contract extension that was pretty much a result of the fact that the Lakers are looking for another coach. Ty Lue is going to get a very hefty contract extension that will be in part because, you know, the amount of it, not that he's getting it, but the amount of it will come down to the fact that the Lakers are sitting there definitely coveting him as well. So who are you getting to fill that job who is going to give you something that Darvin Ham didn't give you? And I'm curious who it's going to be. I don't know. I can't pick a name out there and say, I think Mark Jackson is interesting. I think Scotty Brooks is interesting. But I do wonder who it is, who they think is interesting. And then they can really stand behind because there will be more ups and downs. That's just what's going to happen.
Well, the Lakers roster construction is Rui and D'Lo can be inconsistent. And then you get inconsistent performance because you have inconsistent players and Darvin gets blamed. Thanks for carrying me today. Rachel Nichols.
Oh, please. Please.
So I had a cigar flu game on Tuesday that Jason had to carry me.
Okay, so this is the key lime pie game?
This is the key lime pie. Most people, it's a night out in the town. Key lime pie and half a cigar knocks me out.
There you go.
I'm a weak nerd.
Now we know.
Now we know. You've staked your claim. Thanks again.
Hi, everybody. It's me, Uncle Colin. Subscribe here to get the latest from the herd, including exclusive behind-the-scenes videos and more.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.